in mind. So today, we begin a new church year. Today, we give thanks that the Messiah has come as the fulfillment of prophecy. The Messiah will come again, Jesus, on the last day, and he has not left us as orphans. He comes today as we hear his word and receive his gifts. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn is The Advent of Our King, 331. Note that the last verse is a Trinitarian verse, so we'll stand when we get there. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1. It's on page 151 and following. Have a worship insert for the day, the first Sunday in Advent. Readings are on one side, propers are on the other. Our focus today will be on the Old Testament reading from Jeremiah. And also, please note, during the season of Advent, we do all the liturgical responses with one exception. We hold back from singing the hymn of praise, the Gloria, and we'll intentionally refrain from singing that, and we'll sing it anew on Christmas Eve, the Song of the Angels. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you shower down upon us. We thank you for the promises that you give us, promises that give us hope, promises that give us a reason to live, promises that are fulfilled in the gift of your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus. As we begin a new church year, as we come into your house today, fill us with that hope, with that peace, with that joy that only can come from Jesus, crucified and risen for the forgiveness of sins. It's in his name that we begin our new year, in his name that we gather, worship, and pray this day. Amen. Amen. Hymn 331.
service setting
one, page 151. Page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God in his mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust, let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. Make me to know your ways, O God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel,
to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Advent is from Jeremiah chapter 23. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where he had driven them. Then they shall dwell in their own land. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual for this day. None who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. The epistle is from Romans, chapter 13. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. This is the gospel of the Lord. We will sing now the hymn of the day, hymn 336. Hymn 336. Please be seated.
days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where he had driven them. Then they shall dwell in their own land. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this first Sunday in Advent is the Old Testament lesson read a few moments ago from the 23rd chapter of the prophet Jeremiah, dear friends in Christ. Behold, the days are coming, dear friends. The days are coming. There are days that are coming that will be nothing like the days that you now dwell in. Days of wonder and awe. Days of amazement and the power of God. Behold, the days are coming when your exile will end. Yes, you are in exile. Maybe you've been in exile for so long that you no longer remember your homeland. Maybe you have become happy and satisfied with living in a foreign land. So happy and satisfied that you have forgotten where you come from. Maybe your oppressors have become your friends, your allies, and your place of exile has become a pleasant home that you are reluctant to leave. Repent. You are a people in exile. You don't belong here. You have a homeland, although you have forgotten it. You have a place that was your own until you were driven from it with weeping and gnashing of teeth. It was God who drove you from your homeland. He is the one who imposed the penalty of exile. It was God who cast you from the garden, and you could not return. He is the one who barred your return with the sword-bearing cherubim. He is the one who exiled you into a domain of death, a foreign land where people belittle you and scorn you, where disasters take your home and possessions, where cancer ravages your body. He is the one who cast you out into a place where there are no good people and bad things happen to them all. He is the one who drove you out into a wilderness of scarcity, a place where thistles and thorns grow, where it is only by the sweat of your brow that you eat bread. He imposed this exile, for he is a just God. He imposed this exile because it is the penalty you deserve. He imposed this exile. He drove you out of the garden because you are a sinner. He who is just, he who is holy, he who is perfect could not tolerate you in his country, the land of his possession. And so he drove you out to the place where you belong, the place of exile, exile of sin and death. You are not a victim here, dear friends. You are a willing participant in this sinful world. You and I freely add to the cesspool that is this corrupted, dying creation. That is what justice looks like, dear friends. Exile. And the fact that you have become happy and satisfied in a land of exile shows that this is the place you belong. But God is not only a God of justice. He drove you from the garden in his justice. He imposed the penalty for your rebellion, the penalty you deserved. A just God could do no else and still be just. But God is also a God of love. The days are dark and dreary, but new days are about to come. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. Behold, the days are coming when the barren stump of Jesse, cut off in God's just wrath, will put forth a new shoot. The masters of our exile, sin, death, and the devil, thought that that stump was dead, that it would never grow again, and we thought the same. But when the time had fully come, a green shoot came forth from the virgin's womb, and a righteous branch of David arose. The Lord brought forth his people of old from bondage in Egypt. The Lord brought forth his people of old from exile in Babylon. But these acts of deliverance, as great as they were, and they were great, were simply a preview of the greatest deliverance to come. For the people who left Egypt behind and entered the promised land were still in exile from the garden. Those who traveled from Babylon to Jerusalem, back to their own city, their own land, still dwelt in a world of exile. But when the righteous branch arose, in the mercy of God, he brought the end to all exile forever. Behold, the days are coming, dear friends, when the righteous branch sprung forth from Jesse's barren stump, born of the virgin, will save. And he will save you. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. In his days, he will enter Jerusalem in humility. He will come to his people in humble victory. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you. The daughter of Zion, dwelling in exile, hears the cries of a crowd that didn't quite know what they were saying, but yet they still spoke the truth. Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The daughter of Zion, dwelling in exile, hears the answering cries of another crowd just days later. Crucify! Crucify! Behold, the days are coming when the righteous branch will hang upon a tree. Behold, the days are coming when the righteous branch will die for you. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. From your homeland he came, and he submitted to your exile for you, in your place, and God's justice was done upon him for you. He, the righteous branch, dies to make you righteous. He, the coming king, enters to execute justice and righteousness in the land. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. The same God who exiled you from the garden in his justice for your lack of righteousness provides that righteousness you need. The same God who executed justice upon you bears forth his justice against his son, the righteous branch. through the righteous branch, the King, the Messiah, Jesus the Christ. The Lord is your righteousness. For this righteous and just branch, the just and wise King, the Son of God, Jesus, comes to you and makes you holy. He makes you righteous. He makes you an outpost of holiness, of righteousness, in a world that is completely corrupted. He makes this place, this building, this community of saints, an outpost of holiness, of righteousness, an embassy of hope in a foreign land, a colony of the redeemed in the midst of exile. He comes to you, and he makes you righteous in the washing of the water with the word, cleansing you, making you holy in that blessed flood. He comes to forgive your sins, removing the penalty imposed on the day of exile. He comes to feed you with his body and his blood, riding in humility on bread and wine, so that you see the altar set for the feast and you cry out, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" The King who came is the King who comes. And in this world of exile, he extends his kingdom into this world, wherever the gospel is preached and the sacraments administered. He shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. The King who comes is the King who will come again to bring your exile to an end, to bring this land of exile crashing down, to return you to the garden from whence you came, the paradise that you were driven out of. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, "As the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt," but, "As the Lord lives, who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where he had driven them, then they shall dwell in their own land." The days are coming, dear friends. The days are coming when exile will end. The power of exile, it's already been broken through the death and resurrection of the righteous branch, your Savior, Jesus Christ. And now, you wait. You wait for him to return and bear you back to your own land. Do not be consumed by sloth. Do not become comfortable and satisfied with exile. Yearn for your own land, and be watchful for the return of the King. Salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. You were driven out into darkness, but Christ has shone his light in your hearts and will return to bring you to a place, your own land, where night will be no more. The days are coming, dear friends. The days are coming when your exile will end, when you will dwell in your own land, when the bliss of the garden will be restored, and it will be your home forever. the King, the righteous branch, is coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Having heard the word of our returning Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous branch, we stand and we confess our common Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe
God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God, God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
People of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Hosanna. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Heavenly Father, you breathed life into the dust of the earth and created Adam. You visited Adam and Eve after they fell into sin with the promise of the Savior. You continued to be present through the word of the prophets. Today we welcome your continued presence as we enter the new church year. We are not worthy of your love and grace, which you continually bestow upon us. Forgive our many trespasses over the past year, and create in us new hearts, clean hearts, pure hearts. Bless us throughout this next year, that we may be cleansed of sin. Make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires, and walk in the newness of life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, just as Christ made his entrance into Jerusalem as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, so also he comes to us today through the word and the sacraments. During this holy season of Advent, grant that we may rejoice in Christ's first coming, receive him as he comes to us today, and look forward to his return with readiness. Grant faithfulness to your children, and extend your kingdom to many who do not know you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, the children sang your praises upon the entrance of Christ into Jerusalem to the indignance of the chief priests and scribes. Today, many do not want to hear your word of truth and try to thwart the proclamation of the gospel. Stop the efforts of those who try to replace your truth with lies or water down your word. Bring to naught the efforts of those who wish to eliminate Christianity. Grant faithfulness to all pastors, teachers, and church workers in their preaching and teaching. Grant faithfulness to all your people when they endure hardship or persecution. Bless your people with confidence that nothing can separate them from your love in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Everlasting Father, you provide for all the needs of body and soul. You have given us far more than we can ask or recognize. All that we have belongs to you. Thank you for blessing us so richly. Yet, Lord, our trust in your provision is weak. We greedily claim as ours the things that are yours. We have not been good stewards of the possessions you have granted to us. Grant that we may, in this new year, use our belongings for the benefit of our neighbor and be good stewards of all that we have. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Compassionate Lord, you made the heavens and the earth in 6 days and declared that it was good. Sin has erupted and corrupted your wonderful creation and has brought upon us all sorts of hardship, grief, sickness, injury, and loss. Bless all who are affected by the effects of sin. Visit them with your grace and comfort them with the promise of the complete restoration that will occur when Christ Jesus comes again in glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, as your Son entered Jerusalem to shouts of Hosanna and instituted the Lord's Supper, so also he saves us now by coming to us in this same sacrament. Grant repentant hearts and a firm faith to all who commune this day, that they may continue to sing their hosannas until the day they join you in paradise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. At this time, we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat, at the end of each pew, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a king who comes to us and a God who delivers us from the exile of our sin would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. We continue now with the offertory, bottom of page 159. What shall I render to the Lord? Please stand as you're able. Right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we received the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. Thank you.
and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We continue now with the Nunc Dimittis, page 165. Please stand. Give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated for our closing hymn, 338. Come, thou long expected Jesus. Welcome the name of Jesus, our King who comes to us, our King who delivers us from exile. But in the middle of the sermon, Pastor Morundi was describing the location and what exile looks like and what the exile is and all the ramifications. And I leaned over to Vicar and I said, sounds an awful lot like Kansas to me. And
He had no response, as always. Encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes, all the activities and events that are listed there. We've got coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. The Summer of Christian Doctrine class is over, and we have new member welcome at the 10:30 service. You see those names in the bulletin. You may recognize some of them. Welcome them, greet them, and it's always a great day when we receive new members in the congregation. We've been studying the formula of Concord. We took a little break for our stewardship study. And now to connect us to that person and work of Jesus in Article 8 of the formula of Concord, we have a study that'll take us through the Advent and Christmas season called Justifying Christmas. Justifying Christmas. So that'll start today in the fellowship hall. Let's see here. I have several notes. Thanks to everybody who helped with the KNNA fundraising dance and dinner last night. It was a good time and lots of fun. Christmas program practice started yesterday. So we have Christmas program in Sunday school class, but Christmas program practice one more Saturday. And then the Christmas program is on the 16th. Saturday the 16th at 2 p.m. Next Saturday after Sunday Christmas program practice at 11:30 will be Christmas caroling. The entire congregation is invited. Have some snacks and soup or something, and then go out and carol to our shut-in members and nursing homes and some of those kind of things. That's this coming Saturday the 9th. Estimate of giving cards, we've been talking, well, not cards, but estimates of giving. We've been talking about that for the last several weeks. We were encouraging people to try to get those into us by today. If you did, great. Thank you. If you forgot, there's some extra ones on the information booth. If you spaced it off, if you can get those to us as quickly as possible, that will help with the budgeting process. How does that sound, Dale? Okay, very good. And you have our deepest sympathies with the Badger loss last night. Anything else, Pastor?
There's no truth to the rumor that that we got a phone call asking for a transfer from Scott Cross last night.
Yeah, there aren't that many Lutherans in Wood River. And also, contrary to rumor, I will not be joining his staff. Just want to get that out there right there. I'm going to stay put right here. Coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall, Justifying Christmas Bible study. We have Advent devotional booklets that start today, and those are rich. You see them stacked up over there? There we go. Have a great day and week and new year in our Lord Jesus Christ.